We're visiting today with the U.S. Grains Council. Ryan LeGrand joins us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here, Casey.
Let's talk a little bit about the U.S. Grains Council. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen as you're looking at the markets this year?
Well, the biggest change from last year to this year is the export of corn and sorghum just really taking off. It's been tremendous to see. If you look at some of the statistics, and I won't get in too far into the numbers, but they really jump out at you. Corn exports right now, we have 35 million tons of export sales on the books today. And that's compared to about 12.5 million tons at the same time last year. So we're just off to a tremendous start compared to last year. And then you go to sorghum, another grain that the U.S. Grains Council markets overseas. We're sitting at 3.8 million metric tons of sales right now compared to 820,000 tons at the same time last year. So that's just really jumped out as a bright spot in all this negative news that we're hearing surrounding the pandemic.
Well, I know the livestock producers have been concerned with watching the corn prices go up. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, we've seen the balance sheet dramatically change from May until right now. You know, when numbers first started coming out, we were looking at over a 3 billion bushel carryout. And today, I think USDA has it pegged at a 1.7 billion bushel carryout. So it's basically been halved. And that's obviously a combination of factors. We had some production issues that really cut into the total amount of corn that's being produced. And then exports have just taken off. So we've seen the board and the basis react to that. And I'll tell you, the farmers that we work for, that the U.S. Grains Council represents in the export markets, they're very happy to see that.
Well, I know that 95.7% of the world population is outside of the U.S. How do you think is a good way to continue to market to that population?
Well, I think you have to have coverage around the world, just like the U.S. Grains Council does. We have offices in 8 foreign countries. Soon to be 9, hopefully, if we're able to open up an office in Delhi, India. We have a full-time presence in over 28 countries with people on the ground where we don't necessarily have a brick-and-mortar office. And that allows us, through that network, it allows us to operate countries programs in over 50 countries and the EU. And I think just that coverage of boots on the ground all over the globe, working on issues like trade policy, like demand building and trade servicing, which is the core of what the Grains Council does. That's what helps to keep markets open in the defense of those markets and to open new markets that we may not have today.
Well, speaking of new, it looks like we're going to have a new administration coming up in January. What are some of your concerns or some things you're excited about as we get into the new administration and the new year?
Well, you know, the Grains Council is a nonpartisan organization. We're focused, as you know, on overseas market development. And we've worked for over 60 years from one administration to the next. And we always welcome the next administration with open arms and look to work with them closely to make sure as they negotiate free trade deals around the world or if they look to improve, help improve access for our grains. Want to make sure that ag has a fair shake, make sure that items like biotech are being included and the countries with which we're trading understand the benefits that biotech products can bring. And I think the incoming administration will work well for U.S. ag. The current administration has done a fantastic job for U.S. ag, as we all know, too. But, you know, we've got to look forward. And in looking forward, we've heard this incoming administration talk about, you know, looking inward first and making sure the United States is taken care of. And that's great. But at the same time, we've heard things like, heard them say, we have to have markets for our products. And we have to have markets overseas for our products. And the Grains Council wholeheartedly agrees with that approach. And we'll be working with them to open and defend our markets around the world.
How has the living through the COVID-19 pandemic, how has that changed the way you guys have to do your daily business?
It's changed it dramatically. You know, we've operated for 60 years in a very, what we call a high-touch environment, where we're sitting down face-to-face with policymakers globally, with our customers globally to facilitate trade. And now that's all gone virtual. So you lose that personal touch. But I'll tell you, the numbers at our conferences are way up because, you know, now customers don't have to travel halfway around the world to come to the United States and see what we have to offer. They can see it on their computer screen. And again, we miss that personal touch, and we'll be looking back to get back to that just as soon as possible. But we need to think about going forward. How can we keep this virtual aspect of what we're doing as a part of what we're doing? Because again, just the sheer numbers, we're reaching, instead of 300 to 400 people at a conference, we're reaching over 1,000 people at certain conferences. So we need to find hybrid models, I think, of going back to the table to sit with these folks and having a hybrid option for those that, for whatever reason, either travel or money or health considerations, can't come to see us in person.
And that's got to be a little bit of a silver lining and some positivity there, because you guys want to always make sure that you're able to advocate for farmers and producers in any way you can.
That's exactly right. Whether it's virtual or in person, we want to get the word out about the reliability of the U.S. grain export system, which is the most reliable in the world, and make sure that our customers throughout the globe know that they can depend on us for quality grains and quality shipments.
What do you have coming up for the 2021?
Well, we're still planning virtually for right now. We're hoping these vaccines come along just as soon as possible to where we can start to do some in-person events. But, you know, we're going to have ethanol buyers events. We're going to have grain buyers events. We'll have our technical seminars like we always do. And we'll be doing as much trade policy work virtually until we can get back to that negotiating table.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today. You guys always do a great job, and it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Casey.